If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Can I hide in your apartment there, your yes. house?
Yeah, I'm an Underground Railroad.
Looking. Yeah. They start coming for me. Is that possible?
Yes.
Dean, Jody?
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're going to have like an Underground Railroad. It's going to be...
When they come for you, I will speak up. Even though I'm not Muslim, I will say, I don't know where Dean is.
I've registered as one.
He went out for some pork and Jägermeister. I haven't seen him since.
We haven't seen him. There's a guy. It'd be like Stephanie Miller's List. Like instead of Schindler's List, it'd be Miller's List, and you're hiding all of us. This is my new idea. This is the dark humor we'll be doing. By the way, I'm learning German so I can fit in better in America.
This place is going to be lousy with the blacks and the Mexicans and the Muslims and the gays down here.
It's going to be the greatest place to be, though. That's the most fun place to be in America. The white, boring rednecks hang out with themselves. We'll have all the people of color, the gays, black Muslims, ever Jews, all
right.
of us there, hanging out in the Stephanie Miller. That'll be the party house.
Yeah, party. You tweeted, speaking of us comedians, you tweeted, Trump's new attack on SNL and Americans critical of him should concern all Americans who value free speech. That's what he was taking time to do. Right?
To me, the taking time is meaningless. It's really like I wrote about it for CNN for an article that's gotten, and the metric of CNN, like an article that gets like 1,000 comments is a lot. This has got over 4,000. I've been getting inundated with Trump supporters outraged at me, which makes me so happy inside.
Yes.
Makes my heart go three sizes.
Yeah.
Because I wrote about the article for CNN saying that Trump is attacking freedom of speech. And the Mike Pence incident, Hamilton began it on the weekend, you know, apologize, how dare you, in any way, boo my vice president. And then the next day saying, you know, change SNL to please me, to make it more balanced.
Right.
I
think our response for
canceled.
However long, can't possibly be 4 years, but is just suck it, Cheetolini.
I don't know. I really think I've been tweeting months ago, and now after he won, I think Trump leaves in handcuffs or impeached because he's oblivious.
Yeah.
And people were like, who's going to do this to him? There are many Republicans who would prefer Mike Pence as president. It's not good for us, but at least you get Trump out.
Yeah.
So I think if there are a chance to get rid of him, the establishment Republicans, Trump.
It's the foreign press that's doing their job more. It's the Argentinian press that reported that he asked his Argentinian leader for help on a business permit on a call that he was going to congratulate him. And Ivanka's on the call. I mean, I think Peggy Noonan tweeted, like, presidents don't do this. What's happened? My Chardonnay cartoon canaries? Or what happened since morning in America? I don't, what?
Trump has certainly changed the game in a number of ways. And certain things might not matter in the big picture. This thing, talking to foreign leaders about your investments, he's going to get impeached over this stuff. So let him, but not now.
Listen, Dean, as you know, I've not given up the fight. We forgot to post the article on from USA Today, the audit. The audit. There's a bunch of things we should be doing. I understand they're long shots. But, Dean, this election, there are so many factors that are so confounding that, of course, the mainstream media, first of all, they're not going to report it because of their complicity in all this. But not just the FBI, but Russia, this needs to be investigated right now. The vote needs to be audited. We need to talk to the electors. I mean, this is really unprecedented in our history.
It is. I mean, it is when you have Hillary Clinton now anywhere up from 1.5 million to maybe 2 million votes.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump during the campaign said the election was rigged, you know, maybe he was on to something.
Hey, you know what that is?
Anything.
That's a Russian propaganda trick, is to accuse others of what you're doing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So the system, the fact that in any other democracy, if a person were to get 2 million more votes, and now it's like 1 percentage point more votes overall, it's like 40, she has 48 to his 47%. We're talking about one full percentage point more lead she has in the popular vote, and she loses. It's stunning. It's shocking to us. Electoral College, though, is the rules that we went into the game with. So that's life. But
I'm talking about the interference of the NSA director has already said that Russia has hacked into some election systems in some of our states in addition to all the other interference.
Well, they did in the primaries, and I covered that on my show. They did in Arizona. And if there's any evidence of that, then it should be, it's going to be up to the Democrats or Clinton to actually file a lawsuit in federal court to contest this stuff and not just sit back and hope for the best and let the media and us as comedians do the ones that litigate this. They actually have to litigate it in a courtroom, in federal court, file the lawsuit.
Yeah, and why is Lindsey Graham the only person standing up saying we need to investigate Russia's interference, you know, in our elections? This should be an American thing, Dean, not a Republican or Democratic thing.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Stephanie. The whole world's upside down. We're praising Lindsey Graham. What is going on?
No, and I'm going, since when have we had all the polls be so wrong? And the exit polls only don't match in the swing states? I mean, somebody wrote, Nate wrote from North Carolina. Steph, I think you're onto something. In North Carolina, all of the polls showed a close race with the race either tied or Hillary with a slight lead. The exit polls seemed in line with the polls and showed Hillary winning by a small margin, and yet Trump somehow won by 4 points, despite Hillary beating Obama's margins in the largest metro areas. Something is rotten in the state of North Carolina. Keep fighting the good fight. And all I'm asking for, maybe we're wrong. You can do an audit of just the swing states that would not take very long.
I that would be great. And at least, you know what, for Trump's own well-being as president and his ability to govern, it would help him to
have that
resolved by someone independently.
A fairly large...
And then we go like, okay, you looked into it, and it's done. And he's the president, we're going to have to deal with it. But at the same time, though, we're never going to forgive Donald Trump, at least I'm not, for his...
Me neither.
The birther campaign to delegitimize President Obama. And to think that we're going to forget that, and the guy who led that campaign to attack our president, to delegitimize him, we're going to not at least be suspicious of him and potentially similar in our approach, is kidding. I mean, they elected the worst man possible. You know, we would have done this to Rubio or to John Kasich. Would have been like, well, he won, and we move on, and we deal with it. Donald Trump is someone we can't trust, and his ties to Russia are alarming. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And all of his, as you pointed out too, Dean, all of his picks are alarming. You wrote a piece for HuffPost. Steve Bannon contributed to anti-Muslim hate. The American media must call him out. I mean, you said he's chosen to undergo his transition with far-right and controversial people. And that's just one, I mean, they're anti-everything, right? Jeff Sessions was a complete racist. Steve Bannon is not only anti-Muslim, he's anti-Semitic, he's anti-woman.
This is like the guys in the 50s going like, we're getting the band back together. It's like the greatest time ever. Like the Klan's like, look at this. Can you believe this? But they're having an event last night, you know, hail Trump. The thing about Bannon, I wrote that article because the media was rightfully pointing out Steve Bannon gave a platform for racism and anti-Semitism. But the number one thing he has done, because I knew Breitbart long before most of us knew it, because of the platform he gave for the most vile anti-Muslim bigots out there, Pam Geller, Frank Gaffney, Geert Wilders, a Dutch parliament member of parliament, wrote articles in the publication over the years under Bannon's leadership saying things like, Islam's a threat to Judeo-Christian values, it's got to be eliminated, all the worst stuff that you would have seen about the Jews in the 1930s during Hitler's rise to power. Yet our media didn't talk about the anti-Muslim bigotry like it didn't matter. And to me, that was stunning. That alone should have disqualified Steve Bannon. That the hate that he gave, and it wasn't just one, the entire ADL's list of anti-Muslim extremists, every one, has got columns on Bannon's publication on Breitbart. Well, this is the number one anti-Muslim website out there, and Steve Bannon's now in the White House. It's stunning. I mean, that's why Muslims are freaking out. That's why Jews call my show freaking out. We get it. They see the writing on the wall more than we do. They know.
And by the way, you tweeted, there are clearly followers of radical Trumpism committing acts of violence in his name. When will we hear the moderate Trumpers denounce it? Or even him, for that matter, other than like one like vague statement about, oh, if that's happening, I'm hashtag sad.
Donald Trump had no problem passionately calling Elizabeth Warren a racist, that's in quotes, the exact word, and a fraud, calling Hillary Clinton a bigot. He's never used those words out of his lips.
About David Duke.
David Duke, Richard Spencer, Jared Taylor, the leader of the white supremacist movement. Instead, he has his people put out these little quiet statements. Get on TV, Donald Trump, and give a speech and say the same things you said about Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton about these people with the same passion. And maybe we'll believe you. But until then, they're in cahoots. How could you say they're not working together? At least, you know, implicitly going, yeah, you're on my side, guys. I know. Let's send the message. You know, the Fourth Reich is building here.
But here we go again with this, you know, the media's false equivalence and both sides do it. I saw an article about these over 700 acts of violence. of course, there is like a handful of anti-Trump. It's like it is not both sides are doing it. I think in some cases the other side is reacting, but the vast majority of these incidents are racist, anti-Semitic, anti-woman, anti-Muslim. I mean, give me a break.
And it's just like liberals are painting swastikas on on people's homes and then writing the word Trump. There are over 700 documented hate crimes, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, as of yesterday, and climbing. These are all from people who claim to be Trump supporters, or at least it's reported they are, or that the, what they put on the wall were, they used the word Trump. Are they all really Trump supporters? We don't know. But let's be blunt. I mean, I wrote an article days before the election saying, if Trump wins, he'll embolden the bigots for CNN. Sadly, I was right, and because, as I put through the civil rights history, when they elected these racist governors, there was more violence committed by the racists, because they're like, look, we got the governor on our side. This is the same thing going on, the same mentality. Like, the president's on our side, so we can do this stuff. We can taunt Muslim girls with a hijab, or Jews, or blacks, or anyone that doesn't look like us or pray like us. They believe that because they have the guy in the White House. The bigot-in-chief will be sworn in January, and they feel good about
it. And here's how stupid bigotry is. I told this story yesterday, Dean. I'm sure you heard the one about the woman mocked about the hijab, and she's not Muslim. She said she has skin cancer. It was a scarf.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, the bigots aren't smart. The one thing we know that. It is stunning. And the video, I'm sure you saw it, that the Atlantic released of the Richard Spencer, the white supremacist, speaking and using words in German about the lying press and people doing the Hail Hitler salute, and then afterwards he goes, oh, it was just ironic. No, that wasn't ironical. That was a Nazi rally, my friend.
And you have the new national security advisor, what's his?
Flynn.
Who has called, Islam a cancer, has said Islamophobia is rational, and this, he doesn't have to be confirmed by Congress.
Right. Unfortunately, he doesn't, but he would get confirmed by the Republicans in Congress, because this is part of what they've been selling on the right for the last few years, and I've been writing about it nonstop for Daily Beast and CNN, anyone else would let me write about it. Michael Flynn is, we know him in the Muslim community, is one of the big anti-Muslim guys out there. We just never thought Donald Trump would take a fringe guy and take anti-Muslim bigotry from the fringes and put it in the White House.
Yeah.
And that's what he's done with Flynn, Steve Bannon, and Jeff Sessions on racism, just off the chart.
As you tweeted, Trump's victory will be studied for years by both political scientists and mental health professionals.
Yes. It's really, there's something going on there. It's the Flynn, I'm telling you, for Muslims, I just spoke at an event in Dearborn, which is like going to Mecca, on Saturday. And they're like 20 minutes from Canada. I'm like, why are you still here? Let's go. You know, like, and they laugh. We're not going to leave. But I had on a Jewish reporter yesterday. You know, in the Jewish community, there's a greater sense that maybe we should really consider leaving than Muslims, because we don't know the history the way Jews do, who tell me about their grandparents who fled the Holocaust, who have said things like, if I was around, if this is happening now, you might really want to think about leaving, because we've seen this movie before, and it can end horrifically. And the only thing that's saving us, that we're speaking out loudly, and history's learning it, hopefully prevents us from repeating it. So let's speak out loudly and make sure we never get to that point again. It's a slippery slope. It happens. That's what my article for CNN about Trump attacking freedom of the speech. It wasn't about his tweets. It wasn't about SNL or Mike Pence and Hamilton. It was his continued pattern of attacking critics, anyone who speaks out.
And by the way, ironically, the two gals that I ran into hiking that helped me rescue the puppy the other day were German, and they were like, mein Gott. What have you done? Herr Trump. All right, Dean, great stuff. Talk to you soon, honey. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you and everyone who listens. And talk to you soon. Take care.
Thankful for you, my friend. All right, someone's got to be, because, you know.